Appreciate the recognition. So my name is Kimball Hooker. I'm a singer-songwriter, producer, and I just have a whole lot on my chest to get off right now from the Bay Area. This is actually my second sophomore project CD, and there's a lot of good music that the world has in store to be listening to check me out. I'm online. I'm on Spotify. I'm on Amazon. I am on iTunes. I'm in 200 countries throughout the world online. Also, if you want a hard copy CD, people can actually message me online. I have a Facebook account as well, and actually they can get a physical hard copy CD, and I'd be glad to sign it, autograph it, and mail it out to them. I love what I do. I love inspiring people. I have great messages in my music, and you won't hear nothing ratchet coming out of my mouth, nothing like that. It's all about inspiring the people.
That is true. The person that's calling in, area code 660, can you please go ahead and state your name?
Nancy McClure.
Hello, Nancy. Thank you for calling on the show.
Hey.
Hey.
How are you doing?
What's up?
What is going on with Nancy? What's going on in your world?
Hey, I'm getting ready to head out there. I'm headed to the city to get on the flight and head to Cali to see all y'all.
All right. So coming to my show. Right. Coming to my show.
Yeah, I'm going to try to get it. Yeah, you know it.
Right on. I got shows coming up, in the Bay Area, so you're more than welcome to come check us out. I don't know when you get here, but I got shows.
I'll be there Friday.
Friday? Oh, good. Okay,
yep.
Well, you'll be in time for the record release party. That's going to be May 19th.
Yeah, I'm going to be there for that.
For sure.
Coming in for my
really
birthday.
Hey, I know that's right. That's what I'm talking about.
Happy birthday.
Right.
Happy birthday. Thank you for calling. Thank you for
Love
calling.
You guys. All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right, Kimball. Leo,
yes.
Are you, Leo the Lion, are you still with us?
I am with you with the lion roar.
All right. Now, stepping out this energetic music blend of several genres, what made you come up and create this?
You know what?
I know it just didn't happen, so I know it took you a while to kind of create it alone.
It was a concept of just basically celebration of having fun with ladies and letting them know how special they are and stepping out. There's all kinds of stepping out. But the interpretation I had was more like runaway and just celebrating who you are, no matter your shape, size, figure. Doesn't matter what anyone has told you in the past. Be happy with who you are. You're beautiful just the way you are. And so I just felt like writing about it and singing about it. So that's where kind of that energy came from with stepping out, because I talk about having fun in the song, walking the runway in the song. I talk about, you know, popping bottles in the song. I talk about just a celebration of life. And so I figure there's more ways to do it than just, you know, just sitting about talking about it when you can sing about it and celebrate people around you.
That's right. Now, the song titled Start Your Engine, I really love it. It's catchy. I really like that.
Oh.
I really like that.
Right. You know, I have to say, with Start Your Engine, that one kind of came about because I just felt like that's how I feel like when I want to make somebody feel good, especially a lady in my life. It's like, that's how I feel like, you know, let me start your engine. I don't want nobody else to start your engine.
Woo-wee.
Yeah, I want to get it going for you. And there's so many ways I talk about kicking sand in the beach, sipping on margaritas, taking you out on the town, and just like another type of celebration. I wanted this to be more of an upbeat record and not like a kind of woe is me record or, you know, picking up sad, crying. We got to do better than that. So I wanted to sing happy stuff. So Start Your Engine was kind of based on, you know, like taking your partner to the next level and making them feel special about it. Yeah.
I love it. Now, this one song, Son of a King, oh, wow.
Yes.
That is very moving and spiritual. I will spin the song if you tell me the reason. Is there a story behind it that you created this song, Son of a King?
You know, all my music is really kind of based on an experience of some kind or another. And I have people in my life that I, you know, have different conversations with. And this was one that kind of struck a chord with me, because I just felt like, you know, a lot of young men need a good example for being what they're doing. It's like, I don't believe in the whole gang thing and, you know, disrespect of women and stuff like that. So if you need inspiration to get it from somewhere, you could get it from this song. And I don't believe anybody is less than being, you know, a son of a king for the men, especially. I mean, you're a son of a king. And if no one's told you that, you can experience that if you open yourself up to them. And so I wanted to think about that as well. Yes, absolutely. Because some people don't have mentors. Some people don't have people that they can talk to. They're just kind of out there, some of these young men on their own, and there's no one to talk to. And if I could just put in my little 2 cents of a song, and they run across it here somewhere on the radio, or a friend tell them about it, they could gain some inspiration from that and possibly change their life.
Amen. And Leo the Lion, you have any words to elaborate on this song, Son of a King?
I basically do, yes. Basically, Son of a King, I was telling Kimball, was it's a very good song to speak to the young men, because like he was kind of saying and alluding to, there's a lot of young men that were not brought up with fathers in the house and things of that nature. So they're basically have influences outside of the house, whether it be with gangs, thugs or whatever, on the block or whatever. And basically they have to recognize there's more than the streets that meets the eye. There's positive men out here that, you know, went to historical black colleges that basically maybe came from that and just turned their life around. Even brothers that went to jail and found out after they got in and they rehabilitated themselves and understood what they were doing is it was the wrong path. And now I believe this song, Son of a King, can talk to the youth and the young adults of today and let them know that God himself can inspire you to do the righteous thing. And there's brothers out here like myself, Kimball, other people that if you look to us, we can show you the right way because you are a son of a king.
Amen. Yes.
Amen. Thank you for that. Well, everyone, you heard from Leo the Lion and Kimball Hooker. Feel free to call in on the show at 657-383-0771. And I am spinning Son of a King. Be right back.
No weapon formed against us shall prosper. Blessings from the Father are sent from above. And teach those with hatred, forgive and let go. And our Father from heaven, he loves us the most. Speak out, tell somebody.
Kind of saying, hey, we see enough of this guy online. He's very much promoting himself. But then, you know, I've won other awards too in the past. With my music, you know, having my CD out and having, you know, downloads with my music online and just promoting myself. So that those are kind of the awards, some of the awards that I've won.
Yes. Now, I would like for you to go ahead and give your website information, please, so our listeners can follow up with you.
My website is actually my name. It's just KimballHooker@yahoo.com. And awesome, that's my email. KimballHooker.
That's your email.
Yeah, just in case you want to send me material or anything like that. I'm open to work with other artists and maybe do like a joint venture and work on a new project or something like that. But my website, and they can check out like all my videos. They can check out any type of bio that they want to read up on me and get to know me a little bit better. It's just KimballHooker.com. And my name is spelled K-I-M-B-A-L-L. And my last name is Hooker, H-O-O-K-E-R, KimballHooker.com.
All right. And what social pages are you on for our listeners to be able to follow you up on?
I have a few pages. I have a YouTube page, which is basically Kimball Hooker. Everything on me is Kimball Hooker, so they can go to my Instagram. I have Kimball Hooker there. I have a YouTube, Kimball Hooker there. Facebook, Kimball Hooker there. And what else do I have?
Twitter?
But yeah, all my social. I do have a Twitter. I have like I got a few followers on there. So if people want to click on there and check out some of the posts that I have, that would be cool. But we have a lot of fun though with the shows that we're doing and all the postings. Like my wall right now, it has a lot of shows on it. A lot of shows.
Yeah.
So people can go
yeah.
on there. Mm-hmm. Exactly. Other interviews that I have with other radio stations. I have other shows, so they can go on there and check out my feed, and just some of the postings and the flyer advertisements will tell them how busy I am.
Yes. Now let's talk about the events that's coming up. One especially May 19th or through this month, and can you give us a little information?
I actually have one prior to that. So May 12th,
yeah.
This weekend,
yeah.
That one's actually
yeah.
going to be a pretty big one. It's a festival. It's called the 35th
yeah.
Street Festival
yeah.
in Sacramento. They're expecting like over 5,000 people at this event. And so they have the main stage. They have like three different stages. And I'll be on all three stages. And I just want to give a shout out real quick. I was actually personally invited by Ellen Marshall and Drummer Cat from KDEE Radio. And I want to say thank you humbly so much for just thinking about me and putting me on a main stage like that in front of all those people to share my music with the world.
All right. Love it. Now, what about the one is May 19th? Where is that one held at?
So, May 19th, that's actually my CD release party. That's going to be in Sacramento, 2600 Watt Avenue. Please, if anyone is listening in the Sacramento region or area, get your tickets. You're going to have a good time. All this music that you're hearing today on this radio station is some of the music I'm going to be playing live with my live band. And so
wow.
We actually have royalty playing with us, too. I just want to give a shout-out to Juan Escobedo of the E family, Escobedo family. That happens to be Sheila E's brother. He'll be sitting in and playing with
us
taking us to the next level. Yeah, so I'm real excited about that, to give the people what they want. And if they didn't know we was giving it, all they had to do was show up and just soak up the goodness and have some fun. It's going to be a weekend. You know, they can bring their wife, their husband out, have a good time, have some drinks, eat. We'll have CDs there for sale. I'll have my Breathing Underwater CD there as well. I'll have my Stepping Out CD, which this is actually my sophomore CD. And then I have a few singles that are online as well. But, yeah, we will have a live band there and three background singers. I mean, we're doing it the right way. We're doing it the whole nine. So come on out, enjoy yourself. Also, so that's May 19th. And then
yeah.
I also have May 24th. And May 24th
yeah.
is actually going to be at a place called Number One Broadway. That's
yeah.
in Los Gatos, Northern California. Come on, check me out. All these events are actually posted on my wall, my Facebook wall. So if they're interested and they want to see the flyer and get more information, they can go on my Facebook wall, scroll down one or two, and they will see all the events that are that's posted for my upcoming events, my calendar schedule.
All right. Now, Leo the Lion, do you have anything to say to bring out?
Yes. Yeah, outside of everything that he's doing, I have to just say people are really blessing, are really a blessing here in the Bay Area. Everybody's starting to come around and really check out the talent of Kimball. But I want to also add to the album release party that I will be spinning. I will be spinning
yeah.
on this.
Yeah.
And basically too, later in the show I would like to give away a couple of tickets to the 19th. If somebody can tell me, you haven't talked to him about this yet, but within the interview, if somebody can tell me what Kimball did before I started singing, you would get two tickets. And I'll let Lady Diva ask that question later on in the show. But yeah, it's going to be very, very, very exciting at this release party. You got two legendary people other than Juan Escovedo and the Escovedo family. You're going to have Larry Jazz Band. And Larry Jazz is a band leader that's played with several people. And so this is going to be like a collaboration of royalty on one stage. So if you are in Sacramento,
wow.
the Bay Area, it's
yes.
going to be lit. Seriously.
Wow.
Wow.
Seriously. Wow. I just wish I could be there. Just short timing. I don't know if I could make it. I want to be there so bad. Oh my gosh. It just puts fire in your soul and makes you want to just jump. But wow, that's crazy.
Yeah.
Thank you for that. And y'all hear that, listeners? And feel free to call on the show if you have more questions to ask our guests. Call the guest line number at 657-383-0771, and I will bring a question up later in the show on how to get tickets, free tickets.
Right.
Kimball Hooker, I
yes.
need you to sing. I need you to sing for us ladies on the show tonight. Can you do that for us?
I didn't think you was gonna ask, but I'm glad you did.
Is your throat wet?
Okay, look. I'm gonna do it like this here. Okay, so on my first CD, one of my favorite songs, right, is called "Put It On You." And,
oh yeah.
You know when it's called "Put It On You," it's on my "Breathing Underwater" CD. When I wrote this song, it was like I just felt like I was in a whole different space at the time. And so it's basically, I'm going to sing it, but I want to just tell you what the premise of it is. So when you listen to it, you know what you're listening to. But it's like when you see someone that you really want to get with and you see someone that kind of turns you on, and I'm speaking up from a place where you want to really get to know them and you feel like you just want to say different things to them without messing it up, right? So you have to, like, you want to put it on them. You want to put it on them so bad, but you got to chill and wait. And so you want to take your time to say the right thing because you don't want to mess up the situation. Okay, so this one's called "Put It On You." I like the way that she's walking. She make you look easy. Something about the way that she's smiling and looking at me, she's teasing. I like the way that she carries herself, strutting her thing. So I'ma step to her like a real OG and let her know I ain't playing. I wanna know what's going on inside. I wanna know what's on your mind. Baby girl, don't tease me. I'm the real deal. Please believe me. I see you sitting right there. I'm trying not to stare. Don't go nowhere. But for the last 10 minutes, you've been on my mind and you got me excited. So, baby girl, what's your name? Where you from? Can I buy you a drink? Then my name's Kay Hook. I want to get to know you, so let me put it on you. Let me put it on you, on you, on you.
All right. Got me moving in my chair.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, you got to
set the mood
right there. That's kind of like, you know.
Yeah. I love those words. Women do love to hear that stuff.
You know what I'm saying? You ain't getting it at home. Come to the show. If you don't know what to do, tell them, look, I'll tell you what to do. Come on to the show so you can sit in the front row and take some lessons. Get your pen and pad out. Learn what I like to hear. That's what we're going to do with that.
All right. You heard it, everyone. You heard it. Now, we're going to go ahead and play the main cut, Stepping Out.
Hey.
Stepping Out. Can you give me a little brief story on this song, Stepping Out, before I spin it?
You know what? Stepping Out, like I said, is like, you know, just party. It's all party track. It's something that you can just go out and it's a weekend song. You know what I'm saying? If you got a convertible, you let the top down, you go out with your friends, your partners, your girlfriends. You can stretch your stuff. And then it's also a reminder, be happy with who you are. Ain't nothing wrong with you. Just go out, have some fun, let your hair down, wear what you want to wear, and just go out and do what you do. Stepping out with your friends. Okay, because a lot of times we try to meet people's approval because of media. Social media is crazy. You know, you got to wear this, you got to put on that, and lipstick, and this and this and that. But sometimes you just want them days where it's like, you already are a runway chick. You already that. Just be you. And so that's Stepping Out.
Well, everyone, you heard it from Kay Hooker himself. This is Stepping Out. Stay tuned, everyone.
People in the house. Stepping out.
Hey!
Stepping out all night, y'all. Hands in the air, party right, y'all.
Stepping out
all night, y'all. Hands in the air, party right, y'all. Stepping out all night, y'all. Throw your hands in the air, party right, y'all.
Stepping out
all night, y'all. Throw your hands in the air, party right, y'all.
I can see the sunlight through the rain, baby girl, it's you. My brain, can I get a little closer? I wanna know your name. I love just what I see. You Gucci to a T.
Check it out now. You wearing that fit, ma. From your head to your toe, rockin' red bottoms. You looking fly like a top model. You need a runway so we can chill and pop bottles. Ladies jealous cause they see you. Me and you chillin' in the VIP room. I'm loving the way you got it all working. We steppin' out on the red carpet.
Yes.
Party people in the house. Stepping out.
Hey.
We stepping out.
Stepping out all night, y'all. Hands in the air, party right, y'all.
Stepping out
all night, y'all. Hands in the air, party right, y'all.
Stepping out
all night, y'all. Throw your hands in the air, party right, y'all.
Stepping out
all night, y'all. Throw your hands in the air, party right, y'all.
Sexy like a picture in a frame. Baby girl, your body type is hot just like a flame. Can I move a little closer? You knock me off my feet. We step into the beat. You so hot, can't take the heat.
Check it out now. Stepping out in the club, party coming through. All heads turn, everybody see you. Throw your hands up, everybody pop bottles. Celebrate like a boss, all you, mama. Got your friends here chilling in the room. Party going down, stepping out on the town. I'm loving the way you got it all working. We stepping out on the red carpet.
Yes. Party people in the house. Stepping out.
Hey.
Stepping out all night, hands in the air, we party right.
Party right.
Stepping out all night,
yeah.
Hands in the air, we party right.
Let's go.
Stepping out all night, hands in the air, we party right.
Party right.
Stepping out all night, hands in the air, we party right.
Stepping out
all night, y'all. Hands in the air, party right, y'all.
Stepping out
all night, y'all. Hands in the air, party right, y'all.
Stepping out
all night, y'all. Throw your hands in the air, party right, y'all.
Stepping out
all night, y'all. Throw your hands in the air, party right, y'all.
All right, everyone, stepping out with Kay Hooker tonight.
Yes,
yes,
Kay
Hooker
in the house.
All right,
all right. That's the release of the CD. That's what we're pushing, promoting. That's what's getting all the radio play right now. Not that there's not other ones on there that are radio worthy, but that one there is kind of like taking up most of the airtime right there.
Yeah. Now, tell us, Kay Hooker, what is your ultimate desire you want people to get out of your music? Your ultimate desire.
My message is happiness. You know, I'll tell you this. This is my second CD. Every CD that I've done so far, unintentionally, I have to celebrate. There's something in there with gospel in there with regards to, you know, a connection with God. You know, so for this one, like son of a king. And I have to say, being happy with yourself. Not enough people celebrate life. Most people, they get caught up in, the job or having to please people that they don't even know or please people that they don't even care about. Really, you know, they had a certain situation like a punk. And so, and so I want to celebrate people, you know what I mean? Because we all go through it. We all have something where it's like, you know what? I really wish I didn't have to do this, or I really wish I didn't have to do that. And I think music is the key to life. I really do, because, you know, you can always hear something to make you feel good on those days where you're like, I don't want to see nobody. I don't want to talk to nobody. I just don't feel good. And sometimes people can't tell you something to make you happy, but a song could.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm. I want to be that song. Anybody listening, give me a chance. I want to be that song to make you feel good. That's what I want. Put a smile on your face, make you happy. Yeah, on those rainy days, even on them sunny days that you don't feel good, I want to be that song to, like, you know, get you out of your funk, out of your mood.
Yeah. So, Kimball, do you have any other ideas that's coming up later in the future that you may be collaborating with any other singer-songwriter artists?
I was actually just approached by a gentleman here in Northern California, and we're looking at putting some stuff together, but more or less kind of like a tour, actually, rather than just a song. But more or less like a Bay Area tour. So we have like the tri Bay Area here. So we have Oakland, we have San Francisco, and we have San Jose. And we're looking at possibly putting together some ideas for a little mini tour like that, just to kind of introduce the record to the Bay Area. And obviously, we would be opening to come see you too.
Yes, I wanted to get to that. Will y'all be traveling or on tour doing shows in certain cities coming up later this year?
I can
Excuse
answer
me?
That. We are looking at certain situations right now where if there's any festivals, any music festivals, any concerts that we are very interested in. Definitely coming to your city. And basically what's happening right now is it's all about recognition based on popularity to, like, Keith Sweat is on these shows. You got Color Me Bad, you got Teddy Riley and Guy. So I would like to have the opportunity to have Kimball Hooker be on some of these shows. And that's one of the things that I'm working on as his manager, to try and get him on some of these shows, because I know for a fact that with a song like Stepping Out, Rock With You, if you're playing that later, these are songs that will be able to move the crowd. It can move a crowd of 100, or it can move a crowd of 1,000. And all he needs is just one break. And when he steps on that stage, he turns into a whole different entertainer. I mean, we're talking right now, but I've seen him in, like, in just doing a party or whatever. He gets out there and dances with the ladies. He is very in tune with his crowd. So when we say rock with you, he's out there dancing with the ladies and rocking with them. know he will bring some energetic sound and stage to anybody's concert, music festival, even birthday parties or whatever. So if anybody is interested in booking Kimball Hooker, they can just call me, and my number is 408-830-6015. And basically, you can just contact me, and we'll make it happen, of course, at a cost. He's a working musician, and he's definitely worth every penny of it. Trust and believe.
All right, everyone. Did y'all hear that? Did y'all hear that? Oh, my goodness. Woo!
Let the phone lines begin.
Oh, my goodness. Woo!
And Lady Diva, we'd love to come to Indiana. We'd love to come to Indiana. You've been so supportive to us.
Absolutely.
We cannot come to your area. We want to do Indiana a favor and show everybody that Kimball Hooker could get down in the Midwest.
Show up and show out.
Thank you. we'll make it happen. We'll make a plan. How about that? We'll make a plan.
Amen. Let's make it happen.
All right. Leo and Kimball, I need y'all to mention the dates and which city we're at, the upcoming events and shows that's coming up in the month of May here.
So the month of May, of course, we have the music festival in Sacramento. We have the record release party going down in Sacramento on May 19th. And then, of course, Kimball Hooker Band is going to be performing in Los Gatos at the number one Broadway. And there's some things coming down the pike that we can't mention because they're not solidified yet. So I'm not going to put those out there. And, we're open to any performances as long as it makes sense. We're ready to rock. We have the music to make you rock.
Yes, you do. And by the way, I'm getting ready to spin rock with you. So everyone, stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Oh, baby. Make your mind. Don't wanna share you with nobody.
wanna dance with you, lady. I wanna rock with you. I wanna dance with you, baby. I wanna rock with you. I wanna dance with you, baby. I wanna rock with you. I wanna dance with you, baby. I wanna rock with you. Let me be the one.
I have a story to tell you real quick, and I'll let you get back to your questions and everything. After Breathing Underwater, I came to Kimball and said, Kimball, this Breathing Underwater is not bad, man, but you know you gotta come with something that people can dance to and rock on the radio with, right? He's like, yeah, but Breathing Underwater is that album that pretty much introduces me and where I'm at right now. But don't get it twisted now. I can bring it. I said, okay, well, let's do it. I need something to get to radio, man. So after a while, soon after Breathing Underwater and everything, we've been promoting and everything. So he started bringing me tracks. He brought me a couple of tracks, and I'm like, okay, now this is what I'm talking about. Then when he brought me Stepping Out, I was like, okay, all right, we're there. And he said, oh, I'm not done yet. I was like, okay, what else you got? Okay, I said, he brought me Rock With You. I said, oh, yeah. Now we got something to go now.
Yeah.
He said, have I secured Breathing Underwater? I said, yes, you have. I have to say you nailed it. You nailed it. But there's a few other tracks on the album, but I'm gonna let you play those because I don't want to give it away. That also solidified that this record was gonna be a special record because it allowed him to show his dancing ability, his singing ability, and things of that nature. So I just have to commend Kimball for taking it to another level. So I told him, after Stepping Out, now you're going to have to bring it to another level. Let's see what
again.
You got.
And we're going to do
so,
that. Wow. Thank you, Leo. Appreciate that. Thank you. I appreciate that. I had to step my game up. That's what he's saying. Lady Diva. That's what he said.
Yeah.
I had to step my game up and make sure that things was nice and tight and squeaky clean. But you know, as an artist, when you write, I mean, it just comes out. It just comes out of you. Your experience and what you know, your life experience comes out. So that's where I was on Breathing Underwater. Yeah, I don't regret it. I mean, it was a good experience, and I just felt God took me in a different direction. So with Stepping Out, Rock With You, you know, Son of a King, these are songs that I just felt like, you know what, I got to get this out to the rest of the world. But Leo Brown, I appreciate you. Thank you so much. And that right there was very well said because that was the truth.
Yeah.
I had to put a challenge out for him, and he stepped to the challenge. Actually, I think he shattered it. He shattered it because these songs that's on this album, I mean, It's hard to do this when you have an album where you can go from 1 to 10 and you don't have to skip a record.
Yeah.
That is very hard to do, and basically he was able to do it back to back with Breathing in the Water and now Stepping Out. So I'm just saying, artists out there, just focus on your writing, and if you really believe in what you're doing, you're going to come out with some really good material. So
right.
Don't allow people to sway you on your songwriting, because it's important. It's from the heart. Music is from the heart and soul. That's why it's called soul and R&B.
Yeah, yeah. Thank you. Thank you for that. Thank you, y'all. Kimball, you are a heartbreaker.
Yes.
You're such a talent. You're amazing, inspiring. Keep doing what you're doing.
Thank you.
Oh, my gosh.
You're
like a breath of fresh air to me. But anyways, I would like for you to go ahead and give a shout-out to all your supporters that have helped you on this album and along your music journey, please.
Absolutely. You know, I couldn't have did this all by myself, so I'm going to talk to the people right now. Don Budd is actually my engineer, and he's at Tone Freak Studios in San Jose. I just want to give a shout-out to Don Budd and Steve Glaze, and they helped me with my sound to sound crispy and clean, so everybody's like, oh, my God. Like, man, that's clean. All the radio people are
yeah.
Like,
oh. Yeah, yeah.
So I got KCAA Radio, Angel Baby, what's up, what's going on, what's good with it, KDEE with Drummer Cat, Michelle, Designer Diva, girl, thank you so much. I really appreciate you. Ellen Marshall at ELN Productions. She's actually helping Leo put this production on May 19th for my CD release party. So I want to say a shout out to her and Norma. She's actually the one that's running the building and everything. So these are people that actually really, really are backing me up. They're just not just supporters, but they're like, they got hands on my stuff, on my project. Linda Lopez, Loretta Teddy, Marlon Washington, he's actually another promoter. We did some shows together, some big events at some big theaters. And so I actually did a tribute out there, and he was the one that sponsored it. And he's actually from L.A., so I want to give a big shout-out to him. Eye Candy Productions, Karen Hart, Larry Jazz. I have to give a shout-out to Larry Jazz, because without Larry Jazz, none of this would even be possible. Larry Jazz is my MD. That's my musical director. So
yeah, I like
he's the
him.
One that actually, oh, my goodness. I'm talking. Let me just tell you. How I met Larry Jazz is, well, I can't say that because I'd be giving it away.
No,
I'll be giving it away.
And I want to hear it. I want to hear it.
You want to hear it? You want to hear it? Here
yeah.
You go.
Yeah.
So,
okay.
So I met Larry Jazz, I think it was like 2012, actually. And most people don't know this, but I was a drummer. And so Larry Jazz was the keyboard player, and that's how I met him. And so he came out and was like, oh, my gosh, Kimball, I got you. I was looking for a band to help me with my live CD, and he heard the material. He got excited and said, man, you ain't said nothing but a word. And it just came together. Him, I want to say shout out to Earlene, who was his wife. And they came together, put the magic on the K-Hook. That's what they did. They took it to a whole nother level. The CD is one thing, but live is a whole nother element, because some people can't bring it live. So
yeah.
I just want to give a shout out to Larry Jazz, Earlene, Sony, LaTanya Williams. She's one of my background singers. Adrian Bates is my bass player, Mr. Funky. That's what I call him. Juan Escovedo, got to give a big shout-out to him. This brother has a schedule so tight. But you know what? He allowed us to come in, and he wanted to work with us because he heard the music. He got excited and was like, you know what? I want some of that. I was like, okay. You know, because this man is
all right.
Woo! So I just want to say thank you to him and shout-out to him and thank God for him. Everybody that's supporting the project. Lady Jazz, QLJN Radio, Paul Munsterman, Carla Jones, Sherry Larrett, Norma Barnhart, EMAC in Germany. He was actually the first one to reach out to me and show me some love. And he took, I think it was Rock With You. And
yep.
What he did is, I told Leo, I said, man, somebody is playing my music on the radio, but I don't know where they from.
And I was like, I didn't know where they was. I mean, I was a little lost.
Wow, and then that's amazing.
Yeah, and then so he put me in the mix with all these other songs. And I'm like, I ain't never even heard of some of these other songs until he started playing some other records that I was familiar with and put me in the mix. Leo looked him up and said, Kimball, he's in Germany. That's why.
Right.
So I want to say, EMAC, thank you so much. I appreciate you. Tammy and Michael Stover, I want to say thank you for all your help and support. Claudia Bernaglione, so she's actually in Germany too. She does like the tributes like for Michael Jackson, and she's a supporter as well from Germany. A lot of these people don't, some of these people are not even in the States. They're overseas, and they're showing me love over there. Funk France Radio, they were the first ones to kind of reach out to me and play my music. Monica Galvan and Elizabeth Duran. So these are some of the people that are supporters of Kimball Hooker. And I apologize if I left anybody out, but honestly, I have so many people that have been good to me, and God is so good because I just asked for an opportunity to be heard, and he did the rest. You know, I'm a hard
man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes, absolutely. And so none of this is guaranteed, but I do my part, and that's how I see it.
All right. Thank you for that. All right.
Thank you.
I have a caller. I have a caller. Caller, area code 925. Go ahead and state your name, please.
This is Earlene Carrington Thomas. This is Sony. Hey, Kimball.
Hey.
That's part of the magic right there.
All right. Hey, Earlene.
Oh, yes. Now, he is bringing the magic. His music, his personality, everything is just on fire. When he steps into the room, you know he's an entertainer, and that's what it's all about. It's just standing out from the rest, shining and sharing his goodness. Our last practice, we had some guests there, and it was like a party. We were all just having a good time, and Kimball is a joy. He really is.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
That warms my heart.
Really,
you know,
really
when you work with people you care about, that just completes the whole package. It's like family. It really was. I shaved my head, but I let my hair down that day.
We had a good time. We always have a good time. I'm looking forward to the CD release party because it's going to definitely be a party. And his CD is just it's off the hook. It's really, really good. It's very diverse. I mean, I find stuff on there that I have favorites of, and then my daughter heard me practicing, and she got stuff that, she's way younger than me. She loves stuff on the CD, so it's a CD for everyone, and that's
right,
what I like.
Right. Well, thank you, Earlene, for calling on. Thank you for calling on the show.
Thank you for your support.
Yes, absolutely. Okay, so I will see you later, and thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. Take care now.
Good. Bye-bye.
All right, Kimball Hooker and Leo the Lion, our showcase is almost going towards the end. If you have any information you want to give out on air right now, please do so right now.
Yeah. I want to just give a shout-out to my man, Easy T. Easy T is actually the one that helped put the project out on distribution. And I want to give a shout out to him. And then, of course, if anybody wants to book or like interview Kimball, they can reach out to me. Again, my name is DJ Leo the Lion, and my number is 408-830-6015. And you can email me too. And it's Leo the Lion Music at yahoo.com. Leo the Lion Music at yahoo.com.
Right.
Well, all right, everyone.
Everybody get in touch with him. Call in, get in touch with him.
Yeah.
Reach out to us. Appreciate it. I just want to say my website is www.kimballhooker.com. You can go on my YouTube channel and you can check me out there. Just punch in my name, first and last. You'll see all my videos. I've done cover songs. I've done original songs. I'm pushing my original, but I've done covers. I've done originals. We're looking to expand the brand of Kimball Hooker. You can go on my Facebook page. You can check, like my artist page. I have an artist page, and I also have a personal page. You
You can actually go on there and like my my artist page. You can check out my Twitter. And all my social media things are Kimble Hooker. So if you just go to Twitter, put in Kimble Hooker, you'll find me. If you go to Instagram, you put in Kimble Hooker, I'll pop right up. There's not too many of them floating around. So just go on and check out my videos and all of that stuff and just, you know, be a fan. You know, and sit back, enjoy the music, and, you know, take something back to the family with positive because you won't get no negative. If you want to feel good, join the Kimble Hooker fan club.
All right. Y'all hear that, fans? And the last but not least, the question for tonight to get free tickets. Now, Leo, you want to come in on this one. In the beginning,
all right.
What Kimble Hooker do before he started singing? Now, if anybody had missed early part of the show, you can always rewind the show back and be listening.
Yep.
Because there was some things said. And, mm-hmm. Yeah, and if you have the answer, here's Leo the Lion. Leo,
so,
give information how to get the free tickets, please.
All right. So there was a segment in the show where he stated how he met Larry Jazz.
Yeah.
The Larry Jazz
Band.
True.
Yeah.
So
true.
If you know that answer, make sure you give your name and the answer to Lady Diva, and you will win tickets to the May 19th record release party in Sacramento. If you're in Sacramento, of course, or in the Bay Area, you will get in with another person. And all you got to do is answer the question, what did he do in the Larry Jazz Band?
I'll give you one clue. Boo-doo-boo-boo.
All right. Now, let's hurry up, get off of it, and not ruin it. But what are your words of wisdom you want to give to those out here in the music industry, or do you have a message to pass along to those that are suffering in the world today, Kay Hooker? Any words, wisdom?
You know, honestly, all I do is promote togetherness and love. And, you know, right now when I turn on the TV, there's a lot of things that I see that I don't like. And
yeah.
So you can share your love, share your good, you know, share something good with somebody you don't even know. You don't have to just, oh, that's my cousin, so I'll do it. It could be a stranger.
Yeah.
Just to, you know, you could be, I mean, what's wrong with being good to somebody you don't know? You know, it's just not going to hurt you. It's not going to kill you. So, you know, don't be so influenced by the negative online or TV when you can pass along love to people. And that's why I write about love in my music, because I believe in that. I really do believe in that. It's not just a sale to try to sell records. I mean, I like positive. There's a lot of, like, what they call the ratchet music. I don't make ratchet music. I make music for people, for souls. So, you know, so, like, husbands and wives can get together and stay together so that they can stay positive in the household, raising their kids, and everybody has a good experience rather than, I don't know, shooting and killing and robbing and all of that. I'm not promoting none of that. Violence, you won't, don't listen to my music because you're not going to get that out of my music. Love.
All right. All right. Amen. That's what's up today. And thank you, Kimble Hooker. I love your music.
You.
I love you. Thank you, everyone,
thank
for calling
you
in on the show tonight, your participation. I love you. I love you guys. And
you.
I'm going to play the last song of the show called Hustlin'. Woo.
All
woo.
Right.
And
yeah.
Kimble, stay in touch. This ain't over tonight. It ain't over tonight.
That's right.
So, anyone, thank you all for tuning in on my show. Let's jazz it up. I am your host with the most, Brenda Moss, a.k.a. Lady Diva. Please still tune in for all my May shows. I have a show coming up May 18th, Eric Mims, a black man with a plan that has electric vehicles run on earth-friendly batteries. A very interesting show to listen to on May the 18th. And on May 23rd, I have Little Moses. He is a punch of an entertainer as well. Thank you all for your support. Thank you all for tuning in. This is Lady Diva signing out.
Thank you.
Yeah. You know I got you, girl. Trust and believe.
baby girl, you know I make time for you. Baby girl, you know I'm good to you. But I'm hustling. Come home to you.
Get with you.
Baby girl, you know I make good love to you.
Baby girl, you know I'm good to you. I gotta get this.